World Sport from the BBC with Joe Parsons. Coming up, David Beckham insists he's happy to play in defence for Milan. We continue our in-depth look at the African Cup of Nations finalists ahead of the tournament in Angola. And Andy Roddick throws down the gauntlet as the world's top tennis players start preparations for the Australian Open.
I'm probably a little bit more mentally rested than a lot of these guys, maybe a little bit more eager to get out here.
More from Andy Roddick to come. But first, David Beckham insists he'd be happy to play in defence for AC Milan as he embarks on a five-month loan spell with the Italian club. The former England captain has played as an attacking midfielder for most of his career, but Milan's right-back Massimo Oddo is injured and the head coach Leonardo has hinted that Beckham could cover for him. Beckham says he trusts Leonardo wherever he's picked.
I really would be happy playing anywhere on the field. Whether it's in defence, in midfield, in attack, goalkeeper, I don't care. I play in midfield, I play on the right, I've played on the left before, so I think there's a number of positions that I could play. But I think, like I said before, I'm not expecting to start games, but if I do start games, then, Leonardo would know where to put me best.
Well, this is Beckham's second loan spell with Milan from the American side LA Galaxy as he bids to make the England squad for the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. For the third time this season, the Premier League side Portsmouth have been unable to pay their players' wages on time. The club say they expect to pay the December salaries on January the 5th. They had hoped the outstanding players' wages would be processed by now rather than next week. Portsmouth's serious financial difficulties have led to speculation that the club will have to sell some of their best players in the transfer window, like the England international goalkeeper David James. He's being linked with Tottenham, but the Spurs boss Harry Redknapp denies he's interested.
We're not looking to bring anybody in the window, really. David James is a great goalkeeper, fantastic goalkeeper, world class. But I've got a great goalkeeper here. David James is not going to want to be a number two anywhere. He's a number one. And Gomez is fantastic, but he's been in great form. So for David James, who wants to play for England in the World Cup, he needs to play, not be a number two. So that's not a possibility.
The former Walter manager Gary Megson has been speaking to the BBC for the first time since becoming the third Premier League manager to be sacked this season. He was in charge of the club for just over 2 years and left with them third from bottom of the table. Megson says he wants to get back into football as soon as possible and isn't bitter about losing his job at Bolton.
Really enjoyed working at Bolton, and it's a fantastic club. Really is a fantastic club. Great people. So the bitterness, it just doesn't exist at all. Disappointment certainly does, because I do feel that, sometimes it's just been the bounce of the ball that over the course of the season so far, if the ball had bounced, Tuesday night, that Paul Robinson had managed to get his right foot round the ball before it crossed over the line, we'd have two more points and I think we'd have been in maybe 13th spot. So
and you'd still be in a job?
I don't know if that's the case. You'd have to ask other people that. I don't know if that's actually the case. But sometimes, fortune plays a huge part in what happens to people.
The head coach of Ivory Coast says he is very worried about Didier Drogba's fitness ahead of the Africa Cup of Nations. Farhid Halihodic says the Chelsea striker has joined up with his squad with a slight ankle problem. Drogba, however, says his coach is worrying unduly. Well, now we continue our build-up to the Africa Cup of Nations, which starts in Angola in 10 days' time. Richard Fleming looks at Malawi, who've been drawn in Group A.
The BBC puts the Africa Cup of Nations
in your hands.
Profile
Malawi.
Malawi's moments in the spotlight have been few and far between. The focus usually on the country's poverty, as well as the high rate of HIV and AIDS. Sport, meanwhile, has rarely offered respite to the daily grind. The football team has featured just once previously at the Cup of Nations way back in 1984. They'll arrive in Angola as the least experienced team, but Malawi FA president Walter Nyamulandu-Manda told the BBC that they may just cause an upset.
We have a very good chance. I know the other teams will be taking us as underdogs because our rankings are much lower than theirs, and we are capable of pulling surprises.
Malawi are in Group A with host Angola, Algeria and Mali. They open their campaign on January the 11th in Luanda when they tackle World Cup finalist Algeria. And Mr. Nyamulandu-Manda says they'll know all they need to know about their group rivals.
We play Egypt in the first round of matches, so it gives us a good experience going in the game against Algeria because they're all North Africans. We've also been involved up on Ivory Coast. So we can flex our muscles against Mali, who've played Angola before, because they come from the Kusafa region. That's why I'm saying we have a fair chance of progressing through if we're well prepared.
Most of Malawi's players are based at home. A number do feature for clubs in South Africa. They don't boast star names, but this familiarity, this unity, has certainly helped during qualifying, where they beat Egypt in the second phase and held Ivory Coast to a 1-1 draw in the final qualifying stage. Both matches were in Blantyre. On the big stage, though, Angola, Algeria and Mali may just have too much for them.
The BBC puts the Africa Cup of Nations in your hands.
Richard Fleming reporting there. The world's number one golfer, Tiger Woods, has been dropped by another sponsor in the wake of admitting being unfaithful to his wife. The communications giant AT&T says it will no longer sponsor Woods, who's taken an indefinite break from the sport in order to save his marriage. Earlier, the management consultancy firm Accenture ended its support of Woods, and the men's grooming company Gillette also no longer uses Woods to promote their products. In NBA basketball, the Chicago Bulls have won their first road game for 6 weeks. Derrick Rose scored 22 points as they beat the Detroit Pistons 98-87. Joakim Noah added 15 points and 21 rebounds to hand the Pistons their ninth straight loss. Cricket now on the BBC World Service, and the Australia head coach Tim Neilson is warning his players that they'll need to be at their best in the second test against Pakistan in Sydney, despite their impressive victory in the first match of the series. The home side cruised to a 170-run win in Melbourne on Wednesday, but Neilson is concerned that they could be a repeat of the second test against West Indies back in November. The Caribbean side almost beat Australia after being thrashed in the first test, but the match eventually ended as a draw. Neilson says that this time his players will have to lift their game.
Yeah, it might be similar to where we went to in Adelaide as well. If it's a normal SCG wicket, the conditions may well suit Pakistan a little bit more than Melbourne. They suit them playing two spinners, which they've already talked about. It sounds like Kinnear will come back into their squad. So if we learned anything from the West Indies series, we can't afford to rest on our laurels and just expect the results and the good things to keep happening. There was a lot of hard work that went into the Melbourne test match, and we need to start from scratch and do it all over again to make sure that they don't get up off the floor and get any momentum at all.
The Australia cricket coach Tim Neilson there. Next to tennis, and the former world number one, Andy Roddick, believes he'll start the new season fresher than other top players because of the 3 months he spent recovering from injury. Roddick is taking part in next week's Brisbane International as part of his preparations for the Australian Open, the first Grand Slam event of the year. And the American insists his recent knee problems will not hold him back.
I don't know if it'll be perfect for a while, but it's close. You know, it's just a matter of now just getting range of motion back. But as far as running and drills and stuff, it's fine. I don't feel any pain. It's not something that should hinder me on court. I'm probably a little bit more mentally rested than a lot of these guys. Maybe a little bit more eager to get out here. You know, I haven't played a match in over 3 months, so you know, I'm certainly chomping at the bit to get back.
Andy Roddick there. And Spain's David Ferrer came from a set down to beat the Masters winner Nikolai Davydenko and reach the semi-finals of the World Tennis Championship exhibition event in Abu Dhabi. Ferrer will now meet Rafael Nadal in the last four. Sweden's Robin Söderling will play the number one, Roger Federer, in the other semi-final. Just time for a top story again. David Beckham insists he'd be happy to play in defence for AC Milan as he embarks on a 5-month loan spell with the Italian club. Well, stay with us if you can for further updates, but for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC World Service.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。